Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that you do not your alms before men. Here's the key. To be seen. To be seen of them. There are things, and alms, of course, is just charity, is all it is. There are things we cannot do in seclusion, in isolation, in private. There's just some things, if we're going to help people, we can't do it under the cover of secrecy. And so there are things that we are going to do in our Christian walk, in our Christian work, that is going to be public, it is going to be seen. The key is that we're not doing it to be seen of men. We're not doing it for praise. We're not doing it for glory. We're not doing it to impress anybody. We're doing it of alms. We're doing charity out of a loving heart, out of a generous heart, out of an obedience to God who said for us to feed those who are hungry and shelter those who are in need. So God gives us that instruction, and we do it, you know, as we can, as opportunity is available. But we don't do it and shout and say, hey, look at me, look at me. That's not the reason we do it. And so he says not to be seen of men, or you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Now, to be clear, if the reward was recognition of men, and you bragged about it, and people said, oh, good job, then you got what you asked for, right? You got what you wanted. So you got your reward. But if the rewards that we are seeking is the nod from the Lord, is the favor of the Father, then we don't do it with an announcement. Again, can't always do it in private, but we don't do it with an announcement. In verse 2, he says, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet. Hey, look at me. Look what I'm doing. Look what I'm going to do. Again, you know, with all the charity that's going on right now in the recovery process, I know that some people are careful about, well, you know, we don't want to make it public. But in order to gather others and to gather resources, you have to make it public. We can't do everything privately. And so, but again, we don't sound a trumpet and say, hey, look at what I'm doing. I'm helping people. Well, that's what the Bible told us to do, so nothing to brag about. You know, the Bible says, when your servants come and do their work that they're supposed to do for the day, do you clap for them at the end of the day and say, oh, good job? No, they did what they were supposed to do. And we, as God's people, we don't do it for the applause. We do it because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to, as we have opportunity. And you know, when God blesses us financially, we're able to help people. And the more we help people, it's amazing math that God has, isn't it? The more that we do for others, the more that we do, whether it's giving in the church or through the church or outside the church, when we're doing it for the right reasons, it's amazing how God blesses that and multiplies not only our ability, but our opportunity. So that we're able to do it more often and give to others. That's a good thing. Doesn't it make you feel good when you can help people? But he said, but don't sound a trumpet as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. If they're doing it just for praise of man, then they got what they wanted. And what Jesus is teaching us is, hey, the reward of God is better than the praise of man. It's better if we just give it to God and let God bless us in it or reward us in it. But if we just want man's praise and man's appreciation, then we can announce it and get appreciation, and it's fulfilled. But then God's not going to do anything on top of that. Does that make sense? That's what he's saying. Otherwise, you will not. Let's go back and see what he says. You have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Otherwise, if you just did it for man's praise, then you have no reward of your Father. Do not sound a trumpet. They have their reward. Again, do we sometimes say, hey, I'm doing this so that we can get other people involved? Yes, we do. hey, I'm doing this so that we can get other people to support it? Yes, we do. But we don't do it to get praise of man. What I've run into, especially in this church, is people don't want anybody to know what they did. I'm going to do this, but I don't want anybody knowing I did it. Why? Well, because they want to get it done, but they're not doing it for the praise of man. They don't want their name on a building anywhere. They don't want their name necessarily on a plaque anywhere. They want to do this good thing that they believe God wants them to do, and that is enough. And when they get to heaven, God will then reward them. And my experience, God won't wait to get to heaven to reward them. He rewards us here. And so we have that reward while we're here, and then we're able to do more for more. We're supposed to be like funnels, not like buckets. Some people take all the blessings of God, and they take all those blessings, and they say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. You're so good to me. And some people say, thank you, God, let me help somebody else. Thank you, God, let me help somebody else. Thank you, God, let me give to somebody else. And then God just keeps pouring it. But you know what happens? That bucket eventually gets full. When we're just holding it all in, eventually it gets full and there's no more coming. And he will shut off the spigot of blessing. So verse 3, when thou doest thine alms, again, our charity, whether it's giving to the church or through the church or outside the church, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Now, don't take that too far. You know, there are people who really believe that phrase, and they take it so literally that when it comes time for the plate to pass, they just reach in the pocket, whatever's in that pocket, and they know which pocket. And they put it in the plate. Well, you know, what is he saying? He's saying it should be so private, it should be so secret that only the Father sees it. Because the Father sees it in secret. Let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, by the way, we like the fact that he sees our alms in secret, but understand something, he sees everything that's secret. Our secret thoughts, our secret conversations, our secret acts, our secret works, our secret sins, he sees it all. He sees those alms which are done in secret, and he shall reward thee openly. In other words, there's going to be obvious benefit to what we've done. And people will see. Generous people are blessed. But you know what I found out about stingy people? They're always needy. They're always hungry. They're always, because they're so stingy that they don't give, and so they never have enough for themselves. Now, you say, well, that's just because they're greedy. They can never have enough. Maybe. But I've seen people who are such, and I don't mean this in an ugly way, even though it sounds ugly, such penny pinchers when it comes to generosity that they always seem to be short. But I'll also say this, I found that people who don't have a lot are givers. I found people who don't have a lot are very generous. And so the point being that we should not announce it, we should not publicize it, but we should just do it. Again, just be generous. Just be givers. And, you know, it's very important in the church, in church giving, that our giving is secret or private just between us and God. Now, we have treasurers that keep up with that stuff, and it's private. I don't know what anybody gives in the church. If I come visit you at your house and you give me a check and say, take this to the church, somebody did that not long ago. In fact, it wasn't even a check. It was cash. And they said, can you take this to the church? And I said, yes. And I didn't even count it. I probably should have in front of them and said, okay, here's how much it is. But they trusted me to be the deliverer, and I brought it and I handed it to the treasurer, and I didn't even take the paperclip off of it. Why? Because it's private. It's between them and God. It doesn't matter. It should have no influence on me as to how I treat you. If you give or don't give or can't give or won't give, it should have no bearing. And it has no bearing because I don't know. I have no idea who gives what to the church. So unless you come to me and hand me an open check that I can't, you know, avoid reading. That has happened before, and praise God, I'm glad they did that. But it's secret. It's private. It should always be private. Just between you and God. And so if the pastor happens to know because I'm involved in the project, that doesn't take away your blessing. Sometimes it just has to be that way. You say, well, I want to do this project. I'll pay for this project. And will you find out how much it is? And I do. And then they pay for it. That's still between them and God. I'm not interfering in that. I don't announce it. That's private. But not to be seen of men. It's not done to be seen of men. So he's talking about alms, giving. And then he moves on to something which, let me ask this. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, right? And it's talking about giving. Giving is one of the most intimate things that we do. When we give to God, that is an expression of our love and devotion and appreciation to God when we give to God. It is a sign. It is us expressing our love and devotion. And when you give to, right, you give to your children or your grandchildren or your spouse, it is an expression of love. That's one thing. And then he talks about the other most intimate thing that we do in our salvation, in our Christian walk, and that is pray. First is giving, next is prayer. Those are the two things that are so close in our private relationship with God. How we talk to God. Look at what he says in verse 5. And when thou prayest, he didn't say if, he said when. Thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. They love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. They want people to hear their prayer. They want people to see them worshiping through prayer and connecting with God through prayer, though sometimes it's more theater than it is prayer. And I've been in church houses, and this is very, well, I tell you, don't get your feelings hurt on this. But as we grow up in church and as we become more and more familiar in church, we develop in church, we hear other people pray and we say, you know, that sounds pretty good. I think I'll use that phrase in my prayer. And so we start using these, what Jesus calls here, vain repetitions. We start saying, it's not a personal, private conversation anymore. Now, we call on people to pray in church. And I appreciate those that will do that, those who do that. But it's a very private thing. It's not time to preach through prayer. You ever heard somebody preach in their prayer? Come on, y'all have. They preach through their prayer. They're trying to get a point across, but they had to quit preaching. Now they're going to start praying, but they're going to go ahead and preach in the prayer. And he says here, this prayer time that we have, it's not to be seen. It's really not even for anybody else to hear. Now I'll say this, when I go and visit somebody, they want me to pray with them. They want to be included in that little circle, that intimate circle of prayer. And whoever's in the room, family or friends or whatever. Sometimes even the doctors get involved. And sometimes they may expect there to be some, you know, I don't know, fire fall from heaven in the prayer or something. But to me, prayer is a very personal, very intimate conversation between me and God. Doesn't mean I won't tell you what I prayed about. Doesn't mean I won't share with you. Somebody texted me this morning and said, be sure and continue to pray for my daughter. I said, I pray for her every day. In fact, it's in my calendar to pray for her every day. So it doesn't mean we don't share what our prayers are about, but when I'm talking to God, it's a private conversation. And we need to be in a position every day to have a private conversation with God. Now, we're still going to have prayer during public service. And it's going to be a little bit different. In fact, you know, when people give me, you know, you say your prayer request, you say, pray for this one, pray for that one. And it always hurts my heart when I get done praying and I look down at the list. I go, oh, I forgot to say that. You know, I forgot to mention that prayer request, that need that somebody just mentioned. I don't want you to think that just because I didn't mention it right then that it's not going to be prayed about. Pray about it later. But I, you know, it's hard sometimes to remember all of these needs in that moment. And so in that, we need to have a personal, private prayer time with God. He says, don't do it on the corners and in the synagogues to be seen of men. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut the door, thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, that thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. He'll answer your prayer. But it should be transparent. It should be, we need to have prayers that can only be spoken in secret. Does that make sense to you? There are things we don't reveal to anybody. And there's nothing we can hide from God. There's time when we come in prayer, not to an audience, not as theater, but in prayer with God, just being sincere and honest. I think maybe sometimes people think I don't pray long enough. Short prayers. Some people think I don't preach long enough too. Can you imagine? But when I'm with you in your need, we're going to pray about that need. The length of the prayer does not talk of the strength of the prayer. It's not a better prayer because it lasted longer. It's a better prayer when we open our heart to God and talk to Him about what's really burdening us in that situation. He says that we should pray in secret. And so here He says, go in the closet and close the door. Like He said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand does. Right? But the idea, He's really trying to drive home the point that giving and prayer are personal, not public. They're personal. It's an expression of our love. And we should be transparent in our prayers. And so in verse number 7, He says, when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You ever heard somebody talks a lot? You don't point, but do you know anybody just talks a lot? I was listening. I'll tell you who it was. I'm not against him, but I was listening to Marco Rubio the other day on an interview. And he just wouldn't stop talking. Like, answer the question, man. Answer the question, and let's go to the next question. But he just, and he would repeat himself in his answer. And the governor does that sometimes, too. I love the governor, but sometimes he does that, too. And just answer the question, and don't, talking a lot doesn't make you smarter. Talking a lot doesn't make your explanation better, especially when you happen to repeat it in the middle of the answer. Just answer the question. Too much theater going on in the world right now, isn't there? It shouldn't be in our faith. It shouldn't be in our church, and it certainly shouldn't be in our prayer closet. Verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them. Don't be like them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him. Before you ask Him. So what is prayer about? Well, you know what He said? He said, have a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. That's what prayer is about. Prayer is about coming before God and humbling ourselves, as He told Solomon, humbling ourselves and just being honest. Is there anything God doesn't know? Is there any sin that you've got that God doesn't know? Is there any burden you've got? Any need you've got? How many of you know how much hair is on your head? God knows. Remember Samson, they shaved his head, and remember he said, it says the hair began to grow again. Just a little stubble up there. God knew everyone. He knew how many were there. If God knows that much about us, He knows everything about us. And so before I go to pray, He already knows. And I say, God, this is what's really bothering me. And now He knows, is that really what's bothering you? He knows my motive for asking. He knows if it's bothering me and how much it's burdened me. And He knows all of my interest in it and what I think I might get out of it if it's answered that way. And that's what we're going to be judged for. Remember, as stewards, He's going to judge our motives. Why did you do what you did? He knows what things we need before we ask, before we ask. So come before Him with a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Because prayer is to bring us in line with Him. He already knows. So prayer is our time to get with Him and to become one through prayer. Jesus said the Holy Ghost would be in us, right? He said, I and the Father are one, and his desire was for us to become part of God, to be one with him. Don't read more into that than what the Bible says. But that's intimacy. Just like in a marriage, that's intimacy. Husbands and wives ought to talk to each other. I don't mean yell at each other. I mean talk to each other. I mean, there's different forms of communication. What is it Brother Butch says? Intense fellowship. We don't fight. We have intense fellowship. Well, but communicating, and this is our opportunity to get with God and communicate and have that fellowship and that communion and understand his heart, to understand as we're speaking to him, become more and more honest. And then Jesus says, after this manner, therefore pray. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's, you know, I was impressed by Charles' testimony, and he said, I just going in, not knowing what's going on with this foreign matter in his brain, and before he knew it was a tumor and all of that, he went and he says, God, just whatever your will is, that's I'm surrendered to it. Whatever your will is. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, what we need now. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. If that's the standard, I'm going to be forgiven according to how I forgive. How are we doing? How are we doing? And lead us not into temptation. Don't let us get close to it. How many of you would like to never be tempted again? But how many of us know that certain opportunities or certain locations or certain people are going to increase the level of temptation that we face? And until we're strong enough to be in those situations without being tempted, we need to avoid them. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Right? So God, you're in charge of my steps. Don't lead me there and lead me away from this. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The two most intimate things we do is give and pray. In our relationship with God, how we talk to him and how we give of ourselves to him. And that should be about that relationship and nobody else. It should build that relationship that we have with the Father, and it shouldn't be about anybody else. That's what prayer is, and that's what giving is. I was visiting with a pastor friend this week, and he's young in the ministry, and he was talking about church finances and such as that. But God's been good to us. God's been good to the people in the church, and the people of the church have shown their gratitude through their giving. But it's between you and God. The same thing in our prayer is God hears our prayer and he answers our prayer and he changes our heart and he changes our mind and he changes our lives and we see his hand in those things we've prayed about. It causes us to want us to pray more. We see what God will do. Not just what he can do, what he will do. Would you stand? Father, we love you and we're thankful for your blessings, and we pray that you will use the time that we've had tonight. Pray that it will help us in our walk with you. God, love through us and live through us. We ask it in Jesus' name.